Hello.
Hello. We're calling back about a survey.
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
I'm not sure. I haven't done a lot of research, so I'm not sure.
But if you had to choose, for which one would you lean more towards?
The Democrat.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I wasn't able to vote.
Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, it's about half and half, most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
I would say half and half.
Thank you. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, 5 means you're not sure, and a 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. The Supreme Court?
Get out. Okay, I'm sorry.
So that was a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, 5 means you're not sure, and a 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You can choose any number from 0 to 10.
Okay.
The Supreme Court?
7.
Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly?
6.
White supremacists?
0.
Governor Kemp?
6.
President Biden?
7.
Donald Trump?
0.
Republicans in the U.S. Congress?
8.
Thank you. Below is the list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in Black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network to vote, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it would not motivate you to vote at all, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. Statement 1. 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120 black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage.
What, I have to give a number 1 to 10?
Yes. Would it, 10 would strongly motivate, but would mean it strongly motivates you to vote, and a 0 means it would not motivate you to vote at all?
A 5.
The 2019 Foster Youth Through Independence Program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed as Black youth 18 to 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness.
Seven.
Thank you. We've made strides towards building Black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey toward future progress.
Can you repeat that one again? I'm sorry.
We've made strides toward building Black power together. While there's still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey toward future progress.
Okay.
The 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit, saving $21.8 million monthly.
A 7.
And the last statement. The 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects against pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers.
7.
Thank you for your responses so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
10.
And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means that the Black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues. And as you may know, there will be an election for President, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and a 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
A 7.
Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm not registered.
Do you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Heterosexual.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I am not.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
independent.
Do you lean more towards the Republican Party than the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
And how would you describe your employment status?
Employed.
Do you work full-time or part-time?
Full-time.
And last question. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$50,000.
Thank you very much. This concludes our survey. Thank you for your participation.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day. Thank you.